Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 108 here with my co-host Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, I think we have two left over from last week that we saved, and then we got new ones. So, Watchdog movie filming wraps up, going to post production.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Been more than a decade, because I believe they announced it when like the first game came out, like they said they was gonna make a movie off of it then. But Watch Dogs movie has finally finished production, ending a long period of development challenges. Ubisoft announced a milestone on Twitter, sharing a behind the scenes image of a caption said film wrapped .exe Watch Dogs movie .mp4 filming complete. The adaptation was first revealed in 2013, so it even before the first game came out. So so they had the idea before the first game even released.
Before the game even came out.
And entered development in 2015, and the game I believe released like late 2013. And so the movie would have been, they said 2013, so I'm assuming it would have been earlier in the year, because I believe it came out in like November or October of 2013.
I'm not sure, but probably.
But although Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese were initially hired to write the script, their versions fell through, and the project struggled through various writers and filmmakers until a viable iteration was found. However, production resumed earlier this summer under the direction of, that's weird, it's Matthew, but it's,
yeah, it's definitely a weird way to spell it.
Yeah, it's a definitely weird way to smell it, or not spell it. Yeah, it's too late. Terry, with filming now complete, the Watch Dogs project still faces the typical post-production process, including scoring, editing, visual effects, a major marketing push before the eventual release.
Yeah, I know you're into the Watch Dogs franchise more than I am. I've only played a little bit of the second one, but I mean, from what I've played, it'd make a pretty decent movie if they don't screw it up.
Beat the first and second one. Yet again, I still haven't downloaded and played Legion yet. And based, obviously, only thing we know is they wrapped up filming and everything else, so that don't even tell you which one it's going to be based off of, or if it's going to be a completely different hacker. Because obviously that's what the series is based around, is it's Grand Theft Auto that you hack in.
Yeah, and you'd think way back in 2013 when the adaptation was first revealed, it would have been off the first one, but where it's fell through so many writers and directors and stuff, it's hard to tell what direction they're going to go in now.
Yeah, because now they got three games to choose from, if they had the idea before the first game, they could even do something that's completely different from Adam Pearce, which is the first character you play as.
Yeah. It's hard to tell, but I mean, I'd definitely watch it just to see how it is.
Now, story-wise, the first one was more story-driven than the second one, definitely.
I mean, surely it'll do better than the Borderlands movie.
That's a low bar.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you beat the Borderlands movie, you're probably pretty good shape.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be somewhere in between, hopefully, there and the Mario movie.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between those two. Because it won't, I doubt it'll hit that level, especially with live action.
It's hard to hit the same kind of hype as Mario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've definitely been around for a lot longer.
Yeah. All right. God of War Ragnarok on PC allows players to remove intrusive option, unlike PlayStation players.
They got Sony. God of War Ragnarok allows PC users to reduce companion puzzle hints, which were considered a very intrusive by PS4 and PS5 players. PC players can rely more on their intuition to solve puzzles rather than having them spoiled by God of War Ragnarok's companion characters. So I'm assuming that Atreus would tell you what to do in the game instead of letting you solve the puzzle by yourself? Or can you play more than just him and Atreus now?
Well, I know you can play as Atreus in Ragnarok eventually, but I don't know if there's anybody else besides Mimir that is by Kratos' side. You know, the head guy.
Then I changed my mind. I was like, I'm not going to spoil it to people.
Atreus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler. Give you a hint. Aang made a device with the same name.
Yeah.
Windows handheld. But, I don't know. Like I said, I know you play as Atreus eventually for a little bit, but other than that, I'm not sure. I do know Atreus does, if you're taking a little bit of time to solve a puzzle or something, he'll help you out and tell you what to do. Just like I played just the beginning part of God of War, and I was supposed to go. I mean, I knew where I was supposed to go, but I was over there. I seen a chest, so I was finding my way to the chest and stuff, and he's like, where are you going? You're supposed to be going this way. So he's already telling me what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But I was like, shut your mouth. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm your dad. Hush.
Yeah. I don't think I've got that far yet. I think I got to where his wolf passes away, which, I mean, that's not really a spoiler. It happens at the very beginning of the game.
I won't spoil it for you, but I just got right past the part where you fight another god. So, I mean, you can probably, since you played the first one, you can probably tell which one that you fight, but I won't spoil it for you. But, which we have the rating down here for Ragnarok on PC later, so I won't actually go over that. I will say, though, that a lot of people, they like the way that you can turn off the puzzle hints and stuff, but that you have to sign into a PlayStation account to play it on Steam. And it's mandatory. You're not allowed to play the game on Steam unless you sign into a PlayStation account. You have to create one or sign into one, which is kind of stupid. That's why Helldivers kind of, it received some backlash for that too, but like Spider-Man Remastered, you don't have to. Miles Morales, you don't have to. Last of Us, you don't have to. Only Helldivers and Ragnarok, you have to.
I don't know why they would make that a thing for a single player game.
Especially on PC, like it has absolutely nothing to do with their console. Like I understand having to sign into one on a PS5 console. Yeah, but what's it matter on PC? You don't get anything more for it, really. I mean, I know on Spider-Man, it gives you like a skin or like a costume or something. But other than that, like it doesn't do anything for you.
It's weird. I don't understand. Like I said, single player, I don't understand. Helldivers, I can understand a little bit.
It's on, like an online multiplayer, but...
Yeah. But it's not like you need PlayStation Network to play the game, because obviously PC, you don't play to play online.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know what their mindset behind that was. It's kind of stupid in my opinion, but... Trying to see if this says anything about who you play as besides Atreus, but I'm sure it's either Kratos or Atreus, but I don't know who would give you hints if you're playing as Atreus.
Well, it's definitely not Navi.
Yeah, definitely not.
Or Fire.
Unless he's running maybe with a dog or something. The dog like just points in the right direction or something. I don't know.
Well, still at that point, really the only godlike dog there is that could talk would be Cerberus. I doubt that would be a thing.
Well, it's not saying like talking. I'm just saying like one of his dogs in the beginning, like maybe it'll go over to where you need to go if you're lost or something. I don't know. All right, moving on to this week's topics. Microsoft is moving Game Pass into a single Xbox mobile app.
Microsoft is planning to combine its Xbox Game Pass and Xbox mobile apps into a single application soon. The software maker is testing a new version of the Xbox app for iOS and Android this week that includes features from the separate Xbox Game Pass app. You'll soon be able to explore full Game Pass library and manage memberships within the Xbox mobile app. Game Pass Ultimate members will also be able to claim perks within this updated Xbox app. I can see what they're trying to do with this. I mean, it makes it seem like it's going to be more convenient, but it's just definitely a weird concept, especially on a mobile device. But I don't know how many perks I haven't claimed just because I don't, it's just not right in front of me. I don't go digging for it. So it may actually be a good thing that this happens.
Right. Yeah, so it says, as part of these changes, we will no longer support new downloads of the Xbox Game Pass app starting in November. The new Xbox app will now include the Game Pass integration alongside party chat, text chat, access to game captures, and the ability to remote install or remote play games. Microsoft and Apple continue to argue about cloud gaming apps, so there's still no ability to stream games on iOS or Android inside of the Xbox mobile apps. If you want to stream games on your phone, you'll need to continue to access xbox.com/play from a browser. So when they first came out with Game Pass, I was always wondering why they didn't just go ahead and put it inside the current Xbox app in the beginning, which would have made the most sense to me instead of making a separate app. But so basically, I seen this coming a long time ago when they first released Xbox Game Pass, but we used to use the Xbox app a lot. You know, we used to talk on it because we played 2K on Xbox and pretty much everything on Xbox, so we'd talk on there pretty much on the Xbox app.
Yeah, or phones. Really,
yeah. Now Discord's definitely the best way to talk if you're playing a game together. Or podcasting.
Yeah, that's true. That's just true. Yeah, I mean, like I said, and it's also a convenient way for, like I said, the perks, because, yet again, I don't know how many times it's been like, oh, okay, it sounds like a cool perk coming out, because obviously I look into that stuff all the time, and I'm just like, oh, wait, I missed it, because I wasn't going to go digging for it.
Right, yeah. And, like I said, you won't be able to play the Xbox Game Pass games through this app yet. You still have to make a mobile, like a web app on your phone through the website to play Game Pass, to play the cloud games on your phone. But it says you can explore the Game Pass library, so, you know, whatever that's worth.
And you can remote download your games to your console or your PC, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can, I think you can already do that on the Xbox app, but I guess you couldn't with the Game Pass library, but just with the games you own. So now I guess you might be able to on the Game Pass library. It would make sense. If you can explore the games, why not just be able to remote download them?
Yeah.
Okay. The Delta emulator is getting online multiplayer for Nintendo DS games.
I'm assuming Delta is the main... Delta is the dolphin of the DS emulators, I'm assuming?
No, not exactly. Delta's the emulator that has been on iPhone. It has NES, SNES, Nintendo 64, and DS, and Game Boy Advance.
So it's basically an iOS one?
Yeah.
Okay. Rally tested the developer and popular multi-system Delta emulator for iOS has revealed that Nintendo DS Online Multiplayer is coming to the app. Test Hut broke the welcome news by showing off a video of Mario Kart DS Online Race on Threads. As he explains to Verge, the online feature has powered by Mail and DS Online support, which connects to third-party Nintendo Wi-Fi connection servers such as Kairu, Wimfy, Alt WFC, etc. I mean, yeah, it's cool that you're able to play DS games online, especially Mario Kart versus, I'm going to assume that they have 8 people online that would battle that way or race.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably. So, basically the dolphin of DS is the Melon DS that you read about, but it's basically the main one. There's other ones, but that's the most popular one and the best one. But, so Nintendo shut down the DS's online services way back in 2014. And then it goes on to say that Delta users and users on real devices who are using these third-party Nintendo WFC servers, all Nintendo DS games with the Nintendo WFC are supported. Says the Delta team doesn't plan to host its own server, so online multiplayer will be free when it's available for everyone. You might have to wait a bit before you can try the online multiplayer for yourself. Testit says that the feature is coming first in a beta version of Delta for Patreon subscribers. We don't have a public release date yet. So this all sounded good to me until that last part. They're putting it behind a Patreon subscriber. What does that sound like? Sounds like Yuzu. And guess what happened when Yuzu decided to make people pay to play the emulator?
Yep.
Yes, you can play the Delta emulator for free, but in order to play online, you have to do the paid version. Just to do the beta. I mean, eventually it'll be free, but I'm hoping.
It seems like beta, you would want people to do it for free and then charge afterwards.
Right.
Because I can understand having servers and stuff needing to pay for those servers. It makes sense. But at the same time, if you want people to test stuff for you, you don't want to charge them to test your product.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that Nintendo see this and be like, oh, this is DS. It came out in, like, what, 2004? Like, we don't really care about that, you know, whatever. But I'm hoping they don't see this and shut it down. Because I know this dude's been working on this emulator for a long time. And he's...
I mean, they're literally complaining about how someone froze a ball right now with Pal World.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, Nintendo's ridiculous, so you never know if they see this. And hopefully it doesn't come to them shutting it down or anything, but...
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
If it was me, I wouldn't put it behind the paywall. just because of what happened to Yuzu, and then because of what happened to Yuzu, Citra got shut down, and that was a 3DS emulator, which the 3DS came out in 2011. They don't make them anymore, so that was just a 2-for-1 deal for Nintendo. So it's not too far-fetched for them to go after the 3DS's predecessor. Emulator. Yeah.
The original DS, the one handheld console I don't have.
I don't have one either. I have played one. Gracie had one when she was little. I played hers, but I have a 3DS, not a regular DS.
Yeah. I still enjoyed playing my Advance over top of the DS whenever it came out.
Yeah, I liked Advance. The two screen thing for me on the DS, it was too much touch screen. Like, there's a lot of good games on the DS that you didn't have to have touch screen, like New Super Mario Bros. And stuff like that. But for the most part, it was just too much touch screen. Because it was the new gimmick. While the 3DS...
They did it on like the Zelda games, like Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass. You had to use it just to... It pretty much turned into like a strategy
just to run
game.
Around, yeah. Which was stupid. Which is why I never beat those games or even played them much. But I did put a mod on my emulation handhelds and PC that you can use the D-pad to move instead of the stylus. But anyway... the 3DS, they kind of corrected a lot of that and made it to where it was an option to use touchscreen, but you could definitely use the buttons more for games. But anyway, getting back to this, it's really cool, and that's why I made it a topic. I thought it was really cool to be able to play online, and I would definitely try it out if I didn't have to pay for the beta. I like this topic because I crap on them all the time. Intel has been eliminated from PC graphics cards.
I figure that's why you chose it.
Yeah. Screw Intel.
Intel may still be a dominant player in PC gaming since it sells a majority of all PC processors, and those chips have integrated graphics built into them. But as far as the presence in discrete graphics is concerned, Intel's time has seemingly come to an end. According to analyst Jim Firm, according to analyst firm John Petty Research, shipments of PC graphic cards increased to 9.5 million units in the second quarter of 2024, up 9% from the first quarter. It's a surprising find since the 10-year average shows a 7.1% dip during the second quarter. JPR attributed to gain the first quarter launch of new cards. And out of those cards, I think 1 or 2% was actually Intel.
Yeah.
It was mainly NVIDIA.
Yeah. Which, we know NVIDIA dominates their graphics cards portion. But for a long time, Intel dominated the CPU and the GPU portion. Just everybody else was small. But since they've gotten greedy over the years, you know, releasing the same thing under a new name and cost, you know, charging more money for it, it's come to bite them on the butt. And now, yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, now they hold pretty much a 0% of graphics card shares. AMD's there, but NVIDIA's dominating that part.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, Intel and AMD, it says Intel's pretty far ahead of AMD, but AMD every single year takes more and more of a chunk of that percentage. Mm-hmm. So, because AMD's still new to the game pretty much, you know, compared to Intel or NVIDIA.
Intel was one of the first ones.
Yeah. Which Intel used to make stuff for everything. Windows, Mac, everything. But then Apple dropped Intel to start making their own chips, which is more powerful than Intel. And then on the Windows side, AMD stepped in, and they make chips more powerful than Intel, so that's what Intel gets.
Yeah. Our time's almost done.
It is. All right. I'm hoping to get through all the topics. Should.
You're committed?
Yeah, should. Got 7 minutes. Nintendo turns 135 years old.
September 23rd, 1889. Nintendo started as a playing card game company in 1889 when Fujiro Yamauchi began making Hafafuda cards in Kyoto, Japan. Which I believe those are the cards that are in the Nintendo Museum now, like, able to do your, like, card pass thing with that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Here are some of Nintendo's milestones, minus the obvious Mario in the future. In 1902, Nintendo began making Western-style playing cards and became popular in Japan and around the world. So they actually tried to appease to the Western audience first, it seems like, because he said Western-style on that thing.
Yeah.
Nintendo became the first company in Japan to mass produce plastic playing cards in 1953. 1959, Nintendo began selling cards features Walt Disney characters, which helped expand the children's card market. 1971, Nintendo released Spaceball, its first electronic game. 1972, Nintendo partnered with Magnavox and distribute Magnavox Odyssey in Japan. 1977, Nintendo released the first console of a color TV game. 1981, Nintendo released the coin-operated video game Donkey Kong, which helped the company gain international recognition. Then 1985 and onward speaks for itself.
For sure. Definitely.
Most people don't know about before 1985.
No, a lot of people just thought Nintendo didn't exist before then. But they were definitely around a long time before that, almost 100 years before that. So, a lot of people talk crap about Nintendo, but I always respect Nintendo, you know. They try their best to make every single game the best it can be. Unlike some companies.
They do dumb stuff to other people, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, they protect our IP. That's just what they do.
Yep.
They protect their property. Which, any person does, you know. Same yeah. with, if you have land, you don't want somebody coming in there hunting on your land without permission. It's, you know, it's the same thing. Just, it's aggravating to us, yes, but
yeah.
I get it. All right. Echoes of Wisdom rating.
86 on Metacritic at the time I looked at it.
Same.
With only four reviews. I know four reviews. I know Ashton usually goes to deep dive with all that stuff. And my personal one on that one is a 92.
92. Okay.
And I've got two to first dungeon.
To the first dungeon. Okay. So yeah, it's an 86. When I done it earlier, it was with 81 positive, 5 mixed, 0 negative. So I've played it as well. I've beat the first two dungeons, and I've working on the third quest in the Zora region, which you can do the Gerudo or the Zora in any order. But I done the Gerudo first, and then I done the Zora. So I'm in the Zora region now. Colin said 92. I'll second that. That's pretty good. 92. I'd say why it's an 86 is because, for one, it's completely, not completely, but a lot different than other Zelda games.
Mm-hmm.
And
even with the dungeon element.
Yeah. I am happy to see dungeons back, your typical dungeons, but it is different. But to me, it still feels like a Zelda game, despite all the differences. So, yeah. 92.
Even though it's more puzzle driven, too.
Oh, definitely.
I think that's another reason why it's lower too, because it's more on avoiding combat and seeing what you can stuff around, they pretty much turned it into like a mirror. They basically got a Zelda version of Metal Gear Solid, is how I view it.
Yeah. You try to be not really kind of stealthy, but not stealthy. Basically, you have bodyguards at all times around you doing your work, your fight for you.
I've noticed how no one's called him Link. Everyone's called him the Swordsman.
Yeah.
In the green. No one's called him Link.
I've seen one person call him Link, but that was in his hometown village, so they know him up there. But other than that, everybody's calling him Swordsman. So I'm assuming it's a different Link than it was in Link's Awakening, because they said Link's Awakening Link was the same one in A Link to the Past. So,
I mean, I
think everybody knew him. Everybody knew who he was because he saved Hyrule at that point. So,
as far as the Hyrule encyclopedia goes, I think this one will be like Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, be its own thing.
Probably. I think Zelda game now, like, there's so many ideas and different stuff. Oh, yeah. They have to be like just their own thing. Like, you can't put them in the timeline hardly anymore.
I mean, if they was going to do it, I mean, obviously I haven't been to the end of the game yet, stumbled me in the first dungeon, but, and I ain't seen no spoilers yet, but at the same time, he technically got defeated, so it could go in Heroes Fallen timeline. He would quite literally fell into a rift.
Well, yeah, I would say it would be, if they did it part of the timeline, it would be in the Heroes Fallen. Just because the tunic, whenever you wear it, how it has that yellow band, or that's only in the Heroes Fallen timeline, is the only time that band is used on tunic. So
that was another small detail that I had going with it too. But I'm like, he technically didn't get defeated at the beginning, because he technically did beat Ganon, but they both fell into the It's not a spoiler, because it happens at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Call of Duty when you shoot each other and kill each other. It's just like, who wins there?
Yeah. Instead of the end of the game, it's the beginning of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you do play as Link. You know, you just throw you straight into basically the trailer, and you do play as Link. But so I'm not going to get to do these last two topics, but we got to do two episodes this week, so we'll do them tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Or for you guys, next week.
Yeah.
Which means you'll hear us go on about Ragnarok next week.
That's right.
Even though we'll do it tomorrow.
That's right. All right, guys. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, pretty much all of them. Buy merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Do you have anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.